Hi there. The word for you today is on getting along with each other. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, Paul writes, and this is from the Message, you must get along with each other. If you're serious about restoring a broken relationship, keep these three things in mind. First, before you talk to the other person, talk to God. He can change their heart, your heart, or both hearts. It's amazing how different you feel when you've prayed, isn't it? Often the conflict is just rooted in unmet needs. Let me say this. Any time you expect another human being to meet needs for you that only God can meet, see what's going to happen? You're in trouble. What causes quarrels among you? You want something, but you don't get it. You do not have because you do not ask God. Instead of looking to God, you look to people, and then you get angry when they fail you. And God is standing, looking on, saying, why don't you come to me first? Second thing you need to keep in mind is, arrange to talk to them one-on-one. Even though you've been offended, God still expects you to make the first move. Matthew 5, verse 24, Jesus said, when your brother has aught against you, go and be reconciled to him. We say time heals. Not necessarily. Sometimes it just causes wounds to fester. Taking control of the situation reduces the damage. Plus, bitterness only hurts your fellowship with God and keeps your prayers from being answered. Job's friends reminded him in Job 18 verse 4, and I quote, you are only hurting yourself with your anger. Think about that. And the third thing to keep in mind is timing is all important. Don't try to mend a relationship when you're tired, rushed, or will be interrupted, and don't try to do it on the fly. The time and effort you're willing to put into restoring a relationship indicates the value you place on it. So, do it when you're both at your best. You say, I'm not sure I can do it. Yes, you can. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18, and I quote, God has given us this ministry of restoring relationships.